It is The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Happy Friday. You know what we do on a Friday. We've got to get that done at some point this hour. Talk a little bit more about Illinois basketball, also Indiana basketball. Luke Goody in an Indiana uniform. I was just telling you off the air, Kyle, it looks weird, but then also it looks, I don't know, right, expected. I mean, he's a redhead from Indiana who's a shooter, and he's wearing an IU uniform. Like, guys like that have gone to Indiana forever, but to see the crossover from Illinois to Indiana is something that I'm assuming has never happened, the first of its kind. And I think he liked – there was a text here, which I think was – can't find it. But there was a point made about, hey, you know, I thought that Luke – probably would have had a chip on his shoulder about Indiana having not gotten the offer, not really recruited out of high school. So him going here now kind of surprised me a little bit, that maybe he would have just, not in exact terms, not the phrase I'm thinking, but, you know, forget you.
Yeah, I get that. But at the same time, like, if your heart is Indiana and Indiana at any point says, we want you, it's hard for anybody to be like, well, you didn't want me the first time. So
yeah, right, right.
Clearly his childhood, and he has a long line of family that are very well connected to Indiana. And that's been something that's been in his heart his entire life. And yeah, Indiana didn't show him love the first time, but he's now proven himself. And now Indiana wants him, and he's got 1 year left to play. And when Indiana makes that call, I'm sure for someone like him, it's tough to, you know, say, screw you, you didn't want me anymore. At the end of the day, it's pretty cool. Just for him personally, it's a cool thing for him to be able to play his final year there. But again, can't root for him. Can't root for him.
I get
just
it.
Can't root.
There's a lot of that sentiment out there right now.
When he comes out, and if he has a great year, that's great for him, but when he comes out in those candy stripe warm-ups, it's over, Luke. Sorry, man. We can't do it anymore.
I'm going to have to remind Kyle, the shot against Iowa State, big reason why Illinois is in the Elite Eight.
I'll always have love for Luke Goody, but just this for this next calendar year.
I get it.
I can't do it.
I understand. Thanks to Lance in the U of I Atlanta Link text line. Derek Holcomb transferred from IU to U of I. I appreciate you correcting me on that, or just offering up another example of crossing those rivalry lines. Maybe I don't think we'll ever see it be commonplace for sure, but now in the current environment, like we mentioned earlier in the week, Roddy Gale going Ohio State to Michigan, been some talk of would there be a crossover between Louisville and Kentucky, those type of things. The freedom of movement would allow that to be more prevalent. Indiana and Illinois is, and the rivalry is not at a place where it once was, of course. It's not Bob Knight versus Lou Henson. I'm not saying there isn't animosity, and don't let me get on the soapbox of IU fans in particular trying to downplay in front and say, oh, you know, Illinois, we don't think of them as a rival. They hate Illinois. They hate Illinois, and Illinois hates them, and it's a rivalry. Like, period. That's what it is. I don't know that the current players, I would say no. Although I think it brewed up some here in the recent window, like the Trace Jackson Davis teams with Race, and obviously you brought in Hood Schifino as well. Like, for Trace Jackson Davis to be as good of a big man as he was, but couldn't beat Kofi in Illinois for almost his whole career. Of course, it was his junior year that the Big Ten tournament was the final. Finally, they beat Illinois. Then they beat him the next year. Was it twice that year? Yeah, twice.
Second one doesn't count, though. Terrence Shannon was out.
Shannon was out, yep. And Illinois almost got that game. That was a heck of a game. I remember that.
Yep. Good call by the 6-5-1, by the way. It is a different staff than when Luke Goody was in high school there at Indiana.
Yeah.
It was good old Archie and co. that didn't want him.
I'm glad that was – I was thinking that at one time. I didn't mention it on the air. I appreciate the 6-5-1 bringing that up, though. That, I think, softens the blow because – I even remember, and I know this guy didn't end up at, but this is the first example that comes to mind. This guy didn't end up at Illinois, was going to come to Illinois, and they said, no thanks. Talen Horton Tucker would not have, by any circumstance, committed to John Gross at Illinois, because John Gross did not offer him. I remember having seen him play up in Chicago. I'm like, man, you guys, this guy's really good. And I would hear, oh, you know, John's not that high on him. We're not, you know, we're kind of just slow playing it, whatever. And I talked to Taylen. He's like, I'm not, even if Illinois offers, I'm not going there. But then when Brad came in with Chin and they immediately offered, they had him in the bag if it didn't have the drama of the Macaron fire and Io and all that stuff, not to go down that road again. But that's kind of how some players can think when you add a new, it's an easy deflection or excuse or it's reality. Like, it wasn't anybody in that room that said Luke Goody's not good enough to play here in Bloomington. That was a previous regime, and I'm sure that helped. Also, I mean, I think the biggest point of it, or one of the biggest points, obviously what you've talked about, he grew up an IU fan. He, I don't know if he bleeds crimson and cream, but his family does for sure.
His brother goes there currently, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Or just graduated?
I think he goes there currently. Mm. And again, their biggest need is what he does.
Yeah.
So it had to be an easy sell. Coming, even if there are pieces in front of him, even if at Illinois he wasn't going to be a starter most likely, in my opinion, and even at Indiana he's not going to be a starter in all likelihood, they can say, yeah, but we need shooting, and you'll definitely play that role, and we don't really have it otherwise. So I'm sure that was a huge part as well, where he felt wanted, he felt needed. I'm sure that if he told you how he really felt, he probably felt a little neglected, over
not prioritized.
Not prioritized is the way to say it at Illinois, I yep. think.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, and that's been how Brad Underwood has operated all offseason, is that a lot of the guys that were set to come back, he hasn't prioritized. He's felt that he can do better. I mean, maybe it's unfair to say it like that, but he's felt that there's been other options that he's had interest in bringing in that maybe eats into the opportunity that some of these other guys have had. And in the era we're living in now, it's pretty darn easy to just say, all right, you're recruiting this guy over me, I'm entering the portal, I'll find a new spot. That's why it's what we're doing now.
Yeah.
So can't really blame Luke. I mean, I think it's cool for him personally, like we said, that he gets to play there for his childhood team. And while you would absolutely love to see him back and playing a bench role for Illinois next year, yeah, I mean, that is the one thing, though. Is he really going to do better role-wise at Indiana next year?
From a minutes standpoint?
Minutes, playing time, role in their offense. Is he?
It's a good question.
Ready to just say, like, yeah, Luke Goody, you can't blame him. He wants a bigger role for his final year. Is he going to get that, though?
I don't know. He might not, because if Balo, I don't know what the minutes Balo was logging there in Arizona. I'm assuming he's at least a 25 to maybe just shy of 30-minute-a-game guy.
Yeah.
Now, they can go different ways with obviously sliding Renew to the five and Mbako to the four, and then Goody can slot in there at the three with Galloway. They can make that work. But
you've got a five-star freshman coming in, too, plays Luke's position, too. Bryson Tucker.
Bryson Tucker. And I don't think you paid Omar Balo, if the rumors are true, if you paid him $1.2 million. Be like, you know, we just got Luke Goody, so, you know, I don't know if you're going to play 25-plus. I'm not – obviously, that's not going to be the case. Yeah, no, that's entirely fair. Entirely fair to wonder that. I think it would have been – much more of a clear path at Notre Dame,
yeah.
Even Northwestern, to come right in. And I don't know. I'm assuming Langborg doesn't have another year at Northwestern. Yeah, I think
they picked up somebody. Northwestern landed a transfer, I want to say from, where was it? Gosh, I don't remember now. Like Fairfield or something.
Yep. let me ask you this question. And admittedly, we may have a biased audience now, especially now that if you've seen the picture of Luke in candy stripe pants. But
did he actually post a picture in the candy stripes? Oh, no.
There's an edit, yeah, of him.
Oh, no.
Committed.
Come on, man.
Okay, so no, the edit doesn't have him in candy stripes, but he's wearing candy stripe pants
as a kid.
As a kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah. in front of a Christmas tree.
Anything but the candy stripes.
Yeah, league. Man. That's usually the trigger for Illini fans. Would you rather have Luke Goody as a senior in his final year, or would you rather have Benham Rickhouse?
Benham Rickhouse, without question.
That was quick.
No offense to Luke at all, but Benham Rickhouse just has a lot more to his game offensively.
Yeah. I'm with you. I love Luke. And I do wonder, I think there are obviously players who can do the transition from mid-major to high-major seamlessly and effectively. There are a lot of them. Marcus Damask is not one of the short list of guys. Like Tristan Newton on UConn from, obviously, East Carolina. There have been a number of them.
Jalen Pickett. Tyson Walker. Yep. I'm just naming Big Ten guys. Jameer Young. Yeah. All these guys came from mid-majors.
Yeah, good call. Lance Jones last year.
Lance Jones.
In the same league. So there are guys who make that jump that don't pop or for whatever reason don't have the same type of success. Luke's shot at a high rate in the Big Ten, so I'll give him that. He's more proven as a shooter in this league, obviously, because Benham Rickhouse hasn't done it. But I'm with you because of the versatility that he has offensively, especially when you think about no Shannon, no Damask. I like Boswell with the ball in his hands. I think that he can do more than he was asked at Arizona as far as facilitating. And I still think that Illinois will and plans to make a major splash on an alpha type of guy on offense on the wing. But in terms of adding another playmaker, another guy that can go get you one off the dribble, off of screens, in post-ups, that versatility was a huge part of what made Illinois so good on offense last year. And I think he makes Illinois more dangerous if they get him. I do think they will get him than what Luke Goody would as kind of this just pretty much a stand on the perimeter and shoot guy. And that's not a knock on him. That's a really good skill to have, and one that teams like Indiana have not had, period. He was great at it and still is very good at it. But beyond that, off the dribble and all that kind of stuff, he's just kind of singular in what he brings offensively.
Yeah, it's just you know exactly what you're getting from Luke Goody, and it's a very useful college basketball bench piece, a rotational shooting wing. You know what you're going to get, a good rebounder, guy who's going to play hard. But I think what he provides is, and I want to say it in a way that doesn't disrespect Luke as a player, but I just mean like what he provides on the floor is pretty replaceable, in my opinion. Was that unfair?
I don't think it's unfair.
That's not to say that Luke doesn't provide value to a program and to a rotation. I think he will be very valuable for Indiana. I would have loved if he came back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not one of those guys where he leaves and you say, oh, my gosh. How could we possibly replace what he brought us? I think,
no,
you know, like you said, a guy like Rickhouse, I think there's a pretty good chance that you're actually going to improve if that's the one for one, which it really isn't. I mean, there's so many moving parts that you can never say, well, one for one swap this guy for this guy. But I think you can get what Luke gives you and probably a little bit more that Luke didn't have.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very fair. I think that one thing that we probably, beyond just the skill of shooting, got to give to Luke is some of the crunch time or just in big spots, like postseason play. He's proven that. He's been in those moments. He's made shots and made plays in the NCAA tournament when it matters most, for certain. Another thing, and I don't know that we've dived into this, Kyle, I think we maybe dabbled with it a little bit. Sometimes our on-air, off-air conversations blend, so I don't know whether they talked about it on the air or not. But with so many new guys that Illinois is going to have, there at some point inevitably is going to be in December or January or November when Brad is talking about not having – I'm just forecasting this. I'm not saying it's guaranteed. I'm not saying there's already rumbles. Oh, you know, personality's not meshing or leadership not quite there. Obviously, these guys aren't even on campus yet as a whole. But I would be surprised if we don't hear Brad go, well, they don't know me yet, or they don't fully understand what it means to play for Illinois, and we need more leadership, and some of the things that you don't get from continuity and having enough guys back from an Elite Eight team, there could be some of that missing that obviously Luke Goody could have brought this year. And that's something that, even though Benham Rickhouse has more skill to him and brings more to the table as far as his toolkit, I think that's one thing that Luke would have that maybe Illinois could use next year. I think, obviously, in an ideal standpoint for Illinois, number one, the talent will outweigh the continuity that they could have had if they wanted to say, hey, yeah, Dane, you're getting offered what by this school behind the scenes? Well, yeah, we'll match that. We're good. We'll bring you back. Luke, obviously, yeah, stay here. You're gonna start maybe, or come off the bench, sixth, seventh man, what have you. Illinois is going upgrade talent-wise. Will the chemistry, the buy-in, the relationship with Brad, how will that play out? What do you think on that?
Yeah.
Would that have been a reason to try to push the issue to try to keep Luke a little bit more?
No, I just think in general, while I think all the guys that have transferred so far off of Illinois' roster aren't necessarily guys that I'm devastated to lose, mm-hmm. it would have been nice to have a little more continuity. Like the fact that we're sitting here today and you have three scholarship players that are still here in Moretti, Gibbs, Lawhorn, and Rogers. I'd be lying if I said that doesn't concern me a little bit, that like seven of your top nine rotation players are going to be brand new, because we kind of got a glimpse of what that was like with a talented roster 2 years ago. Now, mm-hmm. a different situation. You had freshman guards. You had personalities that definitely didn't mesh. And who's to say what that's going to do this year, what these players are going to be like together. But, it's a concern. It's a concern, and it's something that it'll be a test, really, this year, especially if Brad Underwood rounds out the roster with some of the, pieces that we think he might be able to. It's going to be a really talented team. It's going to be one of the most talented on-paper rosters in the conference again, but there's going to be plenty of other teams that have far more continuity, have guys that have been in the program, and it'll be a real test to see, can you win by just going out and making a professional free agency and building a completely new roster. And it's a concern that maybe it's not going to go as smoothly as you'd hope in that process. And you would like to have a couple of those holdovers, and you'll have a few of them. But, it's something that's definitely crossed my mind. We're not going to really know what that is like until we see it in action.
A 309 says, give me the talent, all caps on the talent. I think Brad is saying the same thing. He is not... I wrote this week. He's not anti-continuity, but he is anti-complacency as far as upgrading when there's a potential to upgrade. So I think that's something that is obviously playing out and trying to make it all fit, too. Sean says on the U of I Atlanta League text line, Rogers leaving would be very alarming. I think that's fair, because he's someone, if you take him out and you have two returners, and Dre Gibbs Lawhorn and Nico Moretti, two guys that barely played last year, I would like the idea of Ty Rogers. Now, I don't personally think, and we had a lot of time to figure this out, I don't know that Ty Rogers is going to start next year like he did this year. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. But I like the fact that he's been around long enough to be kind of the carrier of the culture, or a leader, or someone that's established to have that, maybe even be the liaison between the team and Brad, and be like, I understand him, and when Brad's hard on some of the new guys, he can say, this is what he's doing, type of thing. I think that's important, because when you didn't have, part of the problems in 22-23 was that you didn't have that established person, a starter come back and be that guy.
Coleman,
but he was still kind of
right
on the younger side.
Yeah, the term glue guy is thrown around a lot, and Ty Rogers is a guy that gets that label a lot, and he kind of is going to be that guy next year in two different ways, both on the floor with his skill set, but also kind of the one guy left to glue the entire program together type situation. So, yeah, I do agree. Like, I if Ty Rogers hit the portal, I would be like, okay, this is getting a little bit much for me. There's nobody left that's been here for more than a year. You want at least one guy.
Speaking of too much, did you see the lawsuit that's been filed by the St. John's players?
Mm-hmm. You called it. You're like, someone's going to sue because they didn't get to play enough years.
They didn't get enough eligibility. That's already out there. I will say we're so due for a break, but those two guys played in the Ivy League. So during the COVID year, their season was canceled. It wasn't a call of, do I want to opt into this year? Do I want to play? Do I not want to play? Their decision was made for them because they were at an Ivy League school, and that was just done. So I understand their argument of other players got to play that year and have it not count against them, while those guys didn't even get that choice. But I've been, again, half joking, half not. Someone's going to sue and say that 4 years of eligibility isn't legal, shouldn't be. It's against the law. It's hurting their NIL, their money making opportunities. Let's not have a temporary restraining order against eligibility rules. But here we are, and maybe we will get there. We'll get to more of your texts as we go along, but got to catch a break before so. Let me do some work. Let me tell you about Busey. They've got some financial advice for college graduates with graduations coming up. Your dedication to education paid off. Your college diploma is in hand, and as you enter the workforce, prepare for your financial future with Busey. Exercise smart spending habits. Live within your means. Think about making major purchases and don't max out credit cards. Instead, focus on some of these things that Busey suggests: building an emergency fund, paying down debt, and saving for retirement. You can create a budget and also visit the blog Money Matters on Busey.com for some other helpful tools like the financial calculators and also financial assessments to help you evaluate your options to your money questions. Their experts can help you no matter your financial need with a handful of things: outcome-based investing, retirement, estate planning, tax planning, and risk management as well. Let Busey put you on the path to success with customized solutions to your financial needs. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. There's no better time to update your home. And here's a big plus. It's all for less at the Karastan Rebate Plus event. Through Sunday only, save on beautiful Karastan carpets and floors with rebates up to $1,000. Save on Karastan's luxurious carpets and durable luxury vinyl. Karastan Luxcraft is designed with long-lasting materials that resist water, scratches, and dents. Plus, get a bonus free labor credit on every carpet and floor. For every 100 square feet of flooring material purchased, receive a $50 instant labor credit. Plus, get instant rebates on all furniture, rugs, and accessories. Save $250 on every $1,000 you spend. And buy it all with free financing for 3 years. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Through Sunday only, the Karastan Rebate Plus event at Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Come home to Carpet Weavers.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Underground Solutions. Are you tired of dealing with leaky faucets, basement flooding, bursting or leaking pipes? From plumbing maintenance and repairs to installing new water heaters and sump pumps, our goal is to get you up and running as soon as possible. At Lands Plumbing, we have 24/7 emergency service and a team of highly skilled professionals that will work with you to get the job done right the first time. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You've heard about the doggy bag, right? From Bulldog Disposal Muhammad, a 6-cubic yard canvas bag that can be used for easy cleanup instead of a big dumpster. The one-time use bag is now available and you can save the delivery charge. Get the doggy bag at Do It Best Hardware in Champaign at 107 West Springfield. So fill up the bag, call Bulldog Disposal, have it disposed of, and you'll be organized. Go to bulldoggybag.com for all the details. That's bulldoggybag.com.
Summertime is just around the corner. Sign up now for summer camps at the Urbana Park District. We have camps for all interests. Sign up for sports camp ages 6 through 12, preschool arts camp ages 3 through 5, and Camp Fresh, teens ages 12 through 15. sign up now for a special discount. Register online at urbanaparks.org/register or call 217-365-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
Thank you for choosing Two Men in a Truck. How may I help you?
Hey, we're moving, and I have a strange situation here. We need to be out of our house by 10 a.m., but our closing on the new house isn't until 1 p.m. Is that something you guys do?
That's not strange at all. Two Men in a Truck has completed over 9 million moves. We have a solution for that.
Not sure how your move is going to work? Go to twomeninatruck.com to start your free estimate. Twomeninatruck.com.
Racing, racing, racing. Farmer City Raceway with this week's Friday Night Lights, spotlighting Nutrien's late models and Dreyer's top rods mods. Plus the full show with the gates opening at 4, hot laps at 6:30. General admission $15, veterans 10, kids under 12 free. Visit FarmerCityRacing.com for details. You'll buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Does your bank keep rewards just out of reach? Hi, this is Ryan Heiser, President and CEO of Fisher National Bank. While some banks save their reward programs for a select few, here at Fisher National, we offer free rewards checking to all of our customers. We are trying to reward you for the things you do every day. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive a statement electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle. It's as easy as that. Rewards checking includes excellent 2.0 annual percentage yield for balances up to $20,000 and ATM refunds up to $20. Oh, and no minimum balances required. Free rewards checking from Fisher National Bank. Rewards within reach and service beyond. See monthly requirements at fishernational.com or stop by one of our branches today. Our team looks forward to serving you.
Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. All right, let's transition back to NFL draft talk. The Bears, one of the winners of the NFL draft last night. Stories of the national scene. Let's hear from the guy that made it all happen with the trade to get the number one pick in this draft. The ability to put pieces around Caleb Williams, that being Ryan Poles, could be going down in Bears history. Build him a statue if this all works out. If Caleb Williams is an all-pro quarterback and this all goes fantastically and the Bears break through and maybe win a Super Bowl, maybe turn the tide on the rivalry with the Packers, he could be going down in history. So I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Kyle says I should let the imagination fly until training camp. So I'm letting it happen. Let's listen to what Ryan Poles had to say last night about Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze. Here is the GM for the Bears.
Really excited. If you told me we would end up with both Caleb and Rome weeks ago, I would have said you were crazy. But there were two guys that obviously we were really excited to have. Not only are they really good players, but really good people as well that are going to continue to enhance our locker room and our team moving forward. So I'll open up to questions.
Ryan, when did you know that Caleb was going to be the answer for you guys, the direction you're going to go at quarterback?
Yeah, it's kind of two parts. Like when you watch the tape, it was easy to see the talent and wanted him on our team. But it was all about going through the process. So once we got through the 30 visit and spent time with him, got him with some of the guys on our team, he kind of felt good about the person, the culture fit. Knew at that point that he was going to help us, and we were ready to go.
Ryan, you guys had three breakout groups, determined receiver, tackle.
You know who won that competition?
I don't know. Right, so I asked you the other day about, you know, if you had an opportunity to pick. I don't know where Rome was on your personal board, but I said if you had the opportunity to pick the third receiver or maybe the top edge, top D tackle, how would you kind of go about that process? What made receiver be ultimately the answer for you?
I'd go back one step. It wasn't so much like a specific position group. The players, you know, like I told you the other day, Ian and I sequenced the board out all the way across, and Rome was extremely high on that list. That's why I was nervous that he wasn't going to be there at nine. Our simulations, it was about a 50-50 shot if he was going to be there. But as it started to unfold, Ian had to hold me back from not trying to trade up and do something crazy to get him. But it ended up working out really well.
What was your knowledge on the front end of the workout that they had with Rome and Caleb with having DJ and Keenan out there?
Yeah, I found out, was it 2 days ago, that popped out. And I thought it was pretty cool. Still, at that point, I was nervous that wasn't going to be able to work out or we'd have to do something to make that work out. So when I found that out, it was cool. And obviously now that group's worked together, which is good.
Ryan, we talked to Caleb. You see all the talent. That's obvious. You see what he brings to the table. On your end, how do you make sure that the Bears get this right?
Yeah, that's a great question. One, the infrastructure has to be there, and I think we've done that part to have the talent around our quarterback now. I think the other thing is it's going to be our entire organization is going to have to be on the same page on how we handle this, how we develop Caleb. But I'll also say that it's I think we have a really good approach with all of the players. And I think that's different than maybe it was in the past. The way that we take it really serious in terms of the development from a nutritional standpoint to performance, to mental skills, to how our coaches teach. Like, I think we've made some really good strides there. But it's going to take everybody, and everyone's got to be on the same page. We got to adjust to strengths and weaknesses that the player has.
Ryan, Caleb said, you know, I asked him a question about the history, the Bears' history of quarterback, and how it hasn't gone well. He said he had questions for you guys, and you guys were very explained things to him. What were those conversations like?
I think he just kind of wanted to get a feel for everybody in the organization. What were we about in terms of, like, what's our direction? What's our North Star? How are we going to get there? And I think through our actions, we've shown that. And, you know, the history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
Ryan, what are the specific aspects of Rome's skill set that he was the number one receiver for you guys and that just really was a pull for you?
Man, I don't know where to start with that guy. First of all, human being, what a great guy. Work ethic. Just blue collar in the way he goes about things. But as a receiver, he can align anywhere, inside, outside. You love his ability to finish in contested situations. Plays strong, plays big. Run after catch is very good. He's a punt returner as well. I mean, the kid just put time in and got better and better every single year, and he's a winner. Can impact the game at any moment. If you're a quarterback and you're in doubt and you want to just go give a guy an opportunity to go finish, he's your guy. He's done that consistently.
Ryan, after nine, what was the rest of the night like for you guys? Was there any talk of maybe even trying to get back into the first round for a third pick? What was the rest of the night like after the ninth pick?
Every year there's like that feeling around like the teens or 20s. You're like, maybe we can get back in. But then you start looking at what it would take, and we would just do damage to ourselves for this year and for next year. We don't have a ton of draft capital this year to even really do that. So we just kind of took it all in, patient, kind of talked about our evaluations, look forward for tomorrow and see how that's going to play out, what positions are going to go, what opportunities we're going to have.
Were you getting calls for number nine?
Yeah. There's a bunch of calls. We made calls. I think that's just kind of standard practice. Everyone just kind of get a feel for where everybody's at, but nothing like crazy.
Ryan, I know you had a different perspective when you watched Caleb in 2023. But I'm curious whether it was Oklahoma or his Heisman year. Did you happen to catch a game of his or remember kind of the first time he caught your eye?
I was watching that Texas-Oklahoma game for sure. And it was like, who is this kid? Some of those throws were ridiculous. And then you kind of track players as you go along and watching Addison. What was it, last year or 2 years ago? You saw the talent.
Ryan, for all that's gone into this quarterback decision and leading up to this point, well, what's the feeling like for you to be at the finish line and to have Caleb as your quarterback?
Finish line of the process?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels great. It's a guy that has all the tools, but it's going to take hard work. It's going to take it into sync with his teammates. There's a long road ahead to develop the places where he needs to develop to win games and bring a championship here. But the beautiful thing is we have the right people here. We have the right teammates, and I feel really good about it.
Ryan, as it turned out, how many quarterbacks in this class were worth starting over with a rookie as opposed to keeping Justin?
Can you say that again for me?
Sorry. How many quarterbacks in this class were, in your mind, worth starting over with a rookie as opposed to keeping Justin?
I didn't even get down. Like, I didn't even think that way. It was Caleb, and obviously we watched the other players, but decided on Caleb.
What has that journey been like for you from 2022 to the group you have now? The group you inherited, and then some of the pitfalls along the way to end up with what you have now.
Yeah, I'm pumped. We've done good work. We've brought. Again, it's one thing to bring talent in, but it's another to bring talent that, like, they're good people and they're great teammates. I mean, the stuff that these guys have been doing over the last few weeks is incredible, just seeing how close everybody is. But, yeah, we were looking today just what the roster looks like, and it's been a journey. I know it hasn't been that many years, but it feels like it's been a lot of years. So we've done good work. But, obviously, like I said the other day, we got to win.
Ryan, how would you say Caleb and Shane have hit it off? Mm-hmm. And what was his involvement? And you know, obviously, it seems like it was an easy decision for you, but specifically, he's going to be directing him on what to do.
Yeah. No, that's been really cool to see from going out there on the pro day to hearing about some of the Zooms that they've done over the last few weeks, just getting to know each other, to talk ball. So that relationship had to be there, and that was part of our process as well.
Now that the first round is over, I'm sure there are some guys that you thought maybe would have went in that they've slid out of that first round. You always often talk about flexibility. You guys got 2 seconds next year that give you some flexibility to maybe see what's available in terms of moving up tomorrow.
Potentially, we'll see what the numbers look like, and just kind of gauge if that's something we need to do.
This is a feeling for you to have just the four picks, just having had double-digit picks. I think you had 10 last year, 11 the previous year, and now four. Does it feel empty at all? Like, I mean, I know that you're happy with what you did in the offseason and what you did with those picks, but it's got to feel strange to only have four picks.
With 1-9, it doesn't feel that strange. It'll feel strange after the fourth round. Tomorrow I'll probably just go get a workout or something.
Ryan, you said earlier about not wanting to do something crazy and moving up. I mean, when did you get the sense this evening that Rome was going to be there at 9? Were there nerves up there thinking the dominoes were starting to fall the right way for you guys?
Yeah, there was definitely nerves. There was a couple moves ahead of us. And then what we do, our pro staff does a really good job just identifying needs of different teams. Our analytics team puts kind of percentages of where guys can go. So we really tapped into that, and you know, once we got to like 7, we started feeling pretty good that he might make it.
Was there one pick there that made you feel like he was going to fall your way, like what, something happened before you?
Not specifically, no.
Well, the Atlanta pick, though, I mean, is that what you, you were expecting it?
No, I'm just happy it worked out that way.
Brian, how do you project Caleb's intuition for the position? You know, his instinct, like, you know, sensing the blitz and manipulating defenses and just kind of willing a team over the finish line. How important is that to you, and where, how do you project that for a guy like him?
Yeah, the instincts are, for any position, are so important. It's we oftentimes look at things that you can coach and you can't coach. And when you have the things you can't coach and we can develop the other parts of it, you feel good about it. So he's got special instincts, awareness, especially in the pocket, to, you know, manipulate the pocket, get in and out of the pocket. Spatial feel for space is special. That's his special sauce. And then once we kind of speed things up and start to identify different coverages, and he's got a, you know, there's an adjustment to an NFL offense that he's got to go through as well. So we're really excited to work with the tools that he has.
Right. When you zeroed in on how Caleb operates in the clutch, what kind of stood out to you in big moments?
Yeah, you look for poise, guys that the game kind of slows down for them in those critical moments, that they're capable of, you know, making those special throws when you need them the most, especially down the stretch. That clutch part's really, really, really good. You need that to win games. For how many close games we have in this league, you got to have guys that can finish, especially in like 2-minute drills and things like that.
What about just how he faced adversity? I know last year wasn't always easy for him.
Yeah, we had conversations about that, and I think it's the best thing that could have happened to him, because you're going to have that in the NFL. You're going to have the down weeks, months, and you're going to have to find a way to get through them. You're going to have to tap into the different resources to get through them. And get back to playing at a high standard. So I think going through that adversity helped him to continue to really find his edge, but also to recover when things don't go well.
Kind of going back to Jason's question about the journey of the receiver role, where do you think along your own journey did you learn to kind of flush and move on from mistakes? Sometimes GM's kind of reluctant to acknowledge and then pivot from a mistake. You seem to be much more willing to say, that didn't really work, let's move on.
Yeah. I think I'd mentioned this before. You all know I played with Matt Ryan, and then he was with the Falcons, and I called him for a question with the roster, and he just was like, the players always know. The locker room are always know. So if you're going to tell them to put their egos away or take ownership of things, but then you got someone that's going to hold on to, you know, a certain player longer just because they picked them and they don't want that on their record, the players know. And if you're going to be consistent, not a hypocrite, you need to do it the right way. So that always just kind of was in my head.
With quarterbacks kind of have so much responsibility, you know, on and off the field, right? With your teammates, with the media. What is it about Caleb that makes you think he's going to be able to handle that in this market with this team?
He's highly competitive, and he wants to be great, and he has passion for the game. If you have those, you're going to be fine in whatever environment that you're in. You know, obviously, through the ups and downs, you're going to have thick skin, and you're going to make some mistakes here or there, and it's just how you recover, and do you learn from it? That's a big thing. And he's a guy that does learn from parts of his journey and parts of those, you know, adverse times and recover. So I think it'll be fun.
Seems like he's got like a comfort in his own skin too.
Yeah. He's got a lot of comfort in his own skin, which is good to see. You gotta have that.
And now, Kelsey Briggs, owner of Salon 105 in Muhammad.
We're trying to bring something big to a small area and bring luxury into our small community. It is definitely a dream come true. I knew from a young age that I always wanted to do hair and own a salon, which is why I got a business degree, and it has led me here. And the growth has just been so much faster than I anticipated, but it's been amazing. One thing that really sets us apart as a salon is our team. We have such an amazing atmosphere. Everyone is so respectful to each other, and it's pretty essentially a drama-free zone. We do a lot of team building and hang out with each other outside of work so that we can get to know each other on a personal base, which makes our environment very welcoming to anyone who comes in.
Salon 105, providing friendly, personalized service through a terrific, highly skilled team. To book your appointment, visit salon-105.com. That's salon-105.com.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Escape the ordinary and embark on an unforgettable adventure with Stevie J Travel with Larry and Elena Kemper. Hi, it's Stevie J. Picture yourself aboard a small yacht departing from the enchanting city of Dubrovnik, Croatia. As the gentle breeze carries the scent of the Adriatic Sea, you'll set sail toward the captivating Dalmatian Islands. Over 10 magnificent days, immerse yourself in the Mediterranean lifestyle where every moment is a celebration of beauty and tranquility. Explore hidden coves, swim in crystal clear waters, and stroll through seaside villages. With Stevie J Travel, every detail is taken care of, from luxurious accommodations to delectable onboard dining experiences. Relax on deck as the sun dips below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of orange and pink. This is more than a cruise. It's a journey of discovery and delight. Escape to paradise with Stevie J Travel. Visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com for details. Your Mediterranean adventure awaits.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS. 435-120.
My name is Greg Ward. I am a general surgeon at OSF. We can't prevent cancer. What we can do is find it earlier. And to do that, we do what's called screening. And there are different methods of screening. And the gold standard remains colonoscopy at this point. You can certainly call the office and we'll see within a week and have your screening done within a couple of weeks, because we want to get this done as smoothly as possible to lower the resistance and avoid the anxiety that can come along with screening. And that is a natural response, whether it's getting your mammogram arranged or getting your colonoscopy arranged. There's a natural tendency to stick your head in the sand and put it off because of the anxiety. But the fact is, fear is the biggest delusion in life, and there's no reason you don't just take the right action to help yourself out. Because we find a polyp, we can take it out before it becomes a cancer. We find an abnormal mammogram result and get the cancer out when it's still curable. And so that's the idea of screening.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Finishing up on the drive with Tim Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. It's Friday. We got about 4 minutes. There's something that has been left to be done, and let's get to that because it won't be a weekend without it. I'm sure it would be, but, you know, it's kind of a staple for us.
You got something to toast today, too.
I do. Well, a few things. Caleb Williams last night, Roma Dunze, heck of a draft for the Bears. The future is here. I'm excited. My son turning 2. That's another thing.
Happy birthday to Cade.
Yeah, he's going to be toasting a Diet Coke at home. It's a little, I buy the mini Diet Cokes. And yeah, you know what a 2-year-old needs? Almost 2-year-old is the caffeine that comes in Diet Coke. But can you anti-toast somebody? Anti-toast Luke Goody if you're going to Indiana? I don't know.
Let's invent that.
Yeah, we
play 2 drink buttons on Friday. We actually toast something, and then we anti-toast something, too.
You, like, take a beer and, like, pour it on his shoes or something like that? I don't know. And let's preemptively toast Johnny Newton for getting picked tonight by somebody.
Yeah. That'll happen very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly. And whoever gets him is getting a steal.
No doubt. You got anything else to add?
My Cubbies are 16-9.
Hey.
I'll take it. Somehow not in first because the Brewers are doing it again.
Come on. But. And a really cool series. We were talking about that off the air. Cubs at Red Sox this weekend. And a big matchup. I might be watching because, number one, the Cardinals aren't very good. But number two, they're on Apple TV Plus, and Miles Michaelis is pitching. So I might be doing myself a favor by saying, hey, I'm going to turn on Marquee and watch Shota Imanaga versus Cutter Crawford. 2 pitchers that have below 1 ERAs right now in baseball.
I'm excited about it. I'll be turning that thing on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Fenway, I was telling you, I can't remember the last time the Cubs played a series at Fenway. I had to be like a middle schooler or something. It has not been recently, I'll tell you that.
That's what's really cool about the new structure of the scheduling. So enjoy that. Let's raise them in the air, Bears fans. You know what's up. You've probably been partying, even if not physically, but in your mind and living the euphoria. But now the weekend's here. You can bask in the glory to my son. Cheers that to him as well. And everything else we have to celebrate to the weekend that is upcoming, to everything that you got through this week. And this is how we celebrate on the drive.
Happy hour.
I will say, Big Def, loyal listener on the U of I Land Link text line, says he's hoping his Eagles move up to get Johnny Newton. Vic Fangio. Is Vic Fangio there now?
Yep.
Okay. Great defensive mind. And he says they could fill in, or that Newton could fill in for Fletcher Cox retiring. That could be a nice seamless fit.
I'd like that spot for him.
The Eagles. That'd be like rich get richer, right?
Yeah.
Their defense struggled last year, but it seemed like they had so many pieces, especially who was the – why am I blanking on who they got last year?
Jordan Davis. There was that a couple years ago. Last year they got Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter, yeah. Yep. A lot of talent there, especially up front for the old Eagles, but good talking NFL. Good talking – what's coming up in that season? I'll be revved up. Boy, you won't be able to contain me in training camp, and I'm sure I'll drink way too much of the Kool-Aid and have the Bears going to the playoffs, maybe one in the North. But anyways, that's what this time of year is for. This music for us getting out of here to enjoy the rest of this weekend. Hope everybody has a great weekend, enjoys the draft if you're watching, enjoys Cubs-Red Sox series. If you're a Cardinals fan, get through the Cardinals and Mets, but we're out. Nobody to thank. I don't know if we'll have Lon on Monday. You never know these days. Sorry, Lon. All right, we're out. We'll talk to you then. It is the drive.